During a rare Anchorage moment of sunny skies, more than 200 people gathered outside the two wings of the brand new four-story Aklutna Estates. They included Cook Inlet Housing Authority staff, contractors, agency people, members of the financial community, elected officials, and seniors. Some of the elders' interest in the new building went beyond the ceremony.
In the last few weeks, we accepted 153 applications for 59 units.
Carol Kaur is president and CEO of Cook Inlet Housing Authority. She says the number of pre-opening applications indicates two things.
It demonstrates to us the willingness of our seniors to fill out applications, lease apartments sight unseen. They have confidence in Cook Inlet Housing. I thank them for that. But more importantly, it demonstrates the critical need.
Data from the Alaska Commission on Aging's Senior Snapshot shows that for the second year in a row, Alaska has the fastest growing senior population in the country at almost 50%. That finding covers individuals 65 years of age and older and is calculated during the past 10 years. Anchorage's senior population increased nearly 40% between 2001 and 2008. The Alaska Division of Public Assistance reports that nearly 20% in Anchorage receive state senior benefits. Jeff Judd, the authority's vice president of real estate, says most units have a sliding rate based on income.
We have 59 total units, 51 of which are income restricted. 8 units are unrestricted by income, or what we generally refer to as market rate units.
Cook Inlet Housing Authority considers the applications according to the Fair Housing Act and in the order they were received. Judd also listed the cost range.
Rent levels range from $650 for a one-bedroom unit without a garage space upwards to $965 a month for a two-bedroom unit that comes with a garage space.
In his grand opening celebration remarks, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan praised the facility's construction standards.
This is really a leading-edge technology building in terms of environmental construction and awareness. Really shows that we're at the forefront of doing some great things in Anchorage.
Aklutna Estates exceeds the top 5-star rating of the State of Alaska Building Energy Efficiency Standards. It has Energy Star certified appliances, in-floor radiant heat, and exterior glazing and insulated windows. Among the amenities, there are several common spaces, including a rooftop terrace garden adjacent to a community meeting and kitchen area. The total development cost was nearly $24 million. Aklutna Estates will also be the first of Cook Inlet Housing Authority's many properties to put a new quality of life rule into effect. No smoking is allowed within the building. Judd said the housing authority will gradually expand that rule beyond the new facility.
It's going to be followed by a smoke-free transition in our entire portfolio of rental housing over the course of the next year.
The no smoking rule would eventually apply to 672 Cook Inlet Housing Authority units. With the grand opening, 419 of those units are devoted to senior housing. Most of the senior facilities are in Anchorage, but there are units in Nanilchik, Kenai, and Soldovia. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.